In front of Stanford officials, downtown boosters, and the media, workers on Tuesday took down the sign from Tino's nightclub. It's been closed since early Sunday morning after 22-year-old Dayron Wills allegedly shot five innocent bystanders outside. Wills has confessed to the shootings. Alice Lee of New York has only owned the club for 4 months. On Tuesday, she announced she was voluntarily suspending the club's liquor license.
Because we have to support downtown Stanford and our neighborhood. Downtown Stanford, it's a good area, nice area here. That's why I choose come here.
Lee hopes to reopen in a month's time as a new establishment. In the future, officials say they're going to discourage bars and nightclubs from hosting promoter-operated events, like the one held the night of the shootings. They say those events focus more on profits than being a good neighbor. Asked whether Stanford was safe, Mayor David Martin says he's ready to join thousands at upcoming concerts downtown.
It's absolutely safe. I have no qualms about being down here. I'm coming to the B.B. King concert tomorrow night, and I'm going to be here for Bare Naked Ladies, and I have no concerns at all.
And the statistics back him up. According to the FBI, Stanford was the safest city in the Northeast last year, with zero homicides. Nationwide, police say the city ranked 16th safest among cities with a population of 100,000 or more. This year, the city already has one homicide. Restaurant owner Michael Marchetti says the city is growing. He owns a restaurant called Columbus Park, across the street from Tino's.
There's been fights on the streets after a night out at the bars and things, but again, nothing ever this violent.
Police Chief Jonathan Fontenot says they're beefing up police visibility in the area. The suspect in Sunday's shooting is currently being held on $1 million bail. He faces multiple counts of first-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and an unlawful discharge of a firearm. He also was charged with possessing marijuana. Police say Wills opened fire after getting caught up in a fight that had spilled onto the sidewalk. Wills had obtained a concealed gun permit just days before. A videotape taken by a bystander and posted online has gone viral. All five victims have been treated and released from Stanford Hospital. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.